Can I afford to be a teacher? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can I afford to be a teacher? Can I afford to be a person who lives my life and is an example? Yes, I can do that. Can I afford to teach another person? Now that's an interesting situation. When I teach somebody, I am presuming they don't know what it is I want to teach them. And if I presume that there's anyone in the universe who doesn't know what I know, then I am not knowing it myself. Because if I know that what I know is universal knowledge, if I know what I know is what everyone knows, then there is nothing to teach. Now, you say, if there's nothing to teach, then why do we have schools, and why do we have teachers, why do we have programs, why do we have learning situations? Well, I think perhaps we should call them, rather than teaching, polishing situations. Everyone already knows everything. Whether it's an animal, whether it's a human, whatever it may be, everyone always knows everything. What we do in our schools, presumably, or hopefully, what we do in our schools and in our teaching situations, are we are polishing. We are polishing that which we already know. If we have a lovely diamond, and that diamond is quite beautiful, a lot of lovely facets to it. It's a very valuable diamond. It's a very special diamond. And that diamond is covered with mud or covered with bubble gum. It's not very pretty. In fact, we don't even know that there's a diamond underneath that bubble gum. And that bubble gum is sticky and not very pleasant. And we think to ourselves, yuck, throw it away. Well, we're throwing away the diamond. The diamond is covered up by that bubble gum, but we think that it's not a diamond. We don't know what's inside there. We don't know what's inside of each one of us because we have not spent time to polish who we are. If we could visualize ourselves, if we could think about ourselves as a diamond, and we are, we are a glorious diamond. We are a wonderful diamond. We are a diamond of great value, of great worth. And if we're that diamond, and then we think that somebody gave us some bubble gum to chew, and we chewed the bubble gum, and then as we chewed it, we blew a bubble, and a big old, big old, big old bubble, and it blasted out all over our face. And so our face was covered with bubble gum. And if you have a beard, that's even worse. So you think, now how am I going to get this bubble gum off my face? What will dissolve the bubble gum? Well, generally speaking, soap will dissolve the bubble gum. But it takes a going over once or twice to sort of rinse it away. And you have to be a little gentle, a little careful. Sometimes it clings onto the beard. Sometimes it clings onto the hairs. Sometimes it clings. And you just be a little gentle, rubbing gently, gently washing it, gently using the soap to rinse it away. Now, if you just look at it and say, well, it's not worth saving, then you're saying that what's inside that bubblegum is not worth saving, which is you, which is me. And I'm not going to say that about me, that I'm not worth saving, goodness sakes. So, there's so many things in life that are fun to play with, fun to drive a car, but the car is there, and the car is covered with techniques, with wonderful abilities to know it. The car is covered with steering wheel, brakes, accelerated pedal, gas tank, motor, wheels, all that stuff. Now, if I look at that car, and I don't know what it's to be used for, I might just think it's just something to look at. But if I see someone else using the car and driving it, a role model, they're not superior to me. They're just using the car the way it is designed to be used. And they learn how to put on the brakes. They learn how to step on the accelerator. They learn how to put the key in the ignition. They learn how to drive on the road so that they are not going to bump into other people or other things. And it's just sort of a role model of how to use that car. And as I allow myself to see other role models, I'm not learning. I already know how to drive it. I merely have to see what one of my many talents I apply to driving the car. Do I take the talent of using my hands and turning a wheel around like a steering wheel? Do I take my foot and train it to step on the gas pedal a little tiny bit or a lot or whatever I want, and to step on the brake strongly but not too strongly? I don't want to throw myself through the windshield. And I'm not learning anything. I already know all those things. I'm just practicing, working with it. I'm having the role model of other people show me how to do it, or I'm doing it myself, little by little, practicing step by step. So often we think that we're learning something new. Well, we already know it. We're merely revealing it. We're merely allowing ourselves to reveal that which we already know. And if we had schools of revealing, how wonderful that would be. If we had schools of polishing, how wonderful that would be. If we would, by demonstration, by role model, show how polishing could be so beautiful. Chinese and the Japanese use a great deal of lacquer on some of their displays, whether it be furniture or whether it be chairs, whether it be lamps, whether it be wall hangings, whatever it may be. And they use 1, 2, 5, 10, 100 coats of lacquer. Now, you say, my goodness sakes, 100 coats of lacquer. And then, that's not all. Then they polish it, and then they polish it, and they polish it. And such dedication and such imagination. Now, they're not teaching anything to that wood. They're not teaching anything to that lacquer. They're not teaching anything to that piece of furniture or that picture or that display. They are merely revealing what it already is or what it can be. Now, it can be beautiful if you polish it. It can be not beautiful if it has all sorts of dirt on it, and you cannot see what the beauty is beneath. But when we see it by our role models, everything is done beautifully and perfectly and wonderfully. Everything is done in a magnificent way. Everything is done lovingly and carefully. When we do that, we learn that polishing is one of the most beautiful experiences we could ever have in life. We are polishing our diamond. Oh, we may have to rub a bit to get that bubble gum off of there. We may have to wash it away. We may have to take a solvent. We may have to take some soap. We may have to do whatever it is to remove it. But we can remove it. And when we remove it, then what happens? Then it is useful as whatever it is. We can have a diamond with bubblegum on it, and that's a diamond with bubblegum on it. And we can have a diamond without bubblegum on it, so that the diamond in its all its purity and beauty and magnificence can be seen, and that's a diamond by itself. We don't say a diamond without bubblegum. We say a diamond, a pure diamond, a glorious diamond. We have to make our decisions in life of whether we want to spend time polishing the truth within us, or whether we want to look at the world around us and try to ape it, try to compare ourselves to it, and try to be like something outside of us, when all the time within us is that glorious, wonderful center of truth, that glorious, wonderful center of all knowledge and all wisdom and all expression. Everything that ever exists now in you and in me. In each of us is the allness. There's nothing new that will be revealed to us. There's nothing new that will be polished and made known to us. It is just that as we listen within, and as we go to that center of allness within us, we will see that beautiful diamond. We'll see the glorious bubble gum. We'll see the lovely, many lacquered paintings and furniture that is produced by some cultures. And we will say, how beautiful that is. We have in us the ability to do any of it, if we wish. And we have the ability to ignore it, if we wish. And now the choice is ours of what we're going to do. Ignore it or enjoy it. Are you covered with bubblegum? Is the real you under there? Underneath all that limitation that you've put on top of yourself, and you're ready to polish it off now? Well, I know I'm ready for that. Join me in polishing my reality, which is forever and ever with me, and know that I am that I am now. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.